If the cross brings transformation. सबसे महान है, तू श्रेष्ठ है, आनंद है और खूबसूरत है।
All right, the verse for today is from Luke 22, 19 and 20. So continuing from where Lasya opened the opening verse, and that was about the Palm celebration. And a couple of chapters down the line, we see in Luke 22, 19 and 20, Jesus is with his disciples in an upper room, and he's celebrating the Passover feast there. And the verse says, "And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you.'" Yeah, so we see here Jesus came down as a man, yeah, not in the form of God or in any other form, but just human like you and me. And what he did was amazing. He was not nailed on the cross because he was caught. Do we all agree? He was not nailed because he was pursued and he was caught. He was running away. In fact, it's quite the opposite. He was willingly going towards the direction of the cross. He was going toward Jerusalem, where he willingly surrendered his life. And what I read just before this in John 6, 38, 30, 39, it just confirms that. He has come down to do what? The will of God. And the will of God is the heart of God is that you and me should be saved. Yeah? And Jesus did not want to lose even one the Lord or God has surrendered to him. And that was his desire. And that's what he did exactly here. And a very simple thing that he asked us in this verse that we read is to remember. Do this in remembrance of me. And I'm so glad the disciples obeyed. And that's why we have this custom, if you want to say it, continuing generation after generation. And that is what we are doing today as well. We're doing this because we want to remember what the sacrifice Jesus has done for us, you know, setting us free from sin, from sickness, and not just on this life. We all agree, it just even after this, we have an eternal life that we have to look after, that we look up to. Amen. I'm to you all glad today morning. So if you're here for the first time, if you're hearing, or if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, I would request you to let the elements pass by. And please reach out to one of us. Don't let this day go by, because this is the day of your salvation. Yeah, reach out to us and find out more about this Jesus. And the bread that we're going to share represents the body that he broke on the cross, and the blood that he poured out represents, or the juice that represents the blood that he has poured out for us. Amen. I'm just going to pray and I request the ushers to pass the elements. Father God, we want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for your amazing sacrifice, Father. We can never repay, Father God, for what you've done for us, Lord Jesus. You have done this only for us, Lord, obeying your heavenly Father, doing his will. And we, Father God, today morning, we obey your word, Father God, when we do this in your remembrance, Lord Jesus, lifting your name up, Father God, high, Lord Jesus, praising you and worshiping you, Lord. In your mighty name we pray, Father. Amen.
His hands, his feet, my Savior.
Shiva.